CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Here's star George Brent.
Cold and sinus trouble can ruin an actor's performance. To feel better fast, I take the newest medicine for those miseries. New improved four-way cold tablets.
Today's four-way contains a decongestant to drain sinus congestion while it relieves cold distress. Tests prove four-way acts faster than any other leading cold or sinus tablet to relieve muscular pains, reduce fever, relieve headache without upsetting stomach. Drain sinus congestion, too. Get new four-way cold tablets, 39 cents.
Dear, wake up. Yeah. Wake up, please. I'm sorry, but I don't know what to do. Betsy seems worse.
But she's worse?
Yeah, she's hardly slept all night. Oh. Her temperature is up again.
What? Her temperature was down when I went to bed. She'd gone to sleep.
Well, I've been right with her, and she hasn't slept well at all. About 1 o'clock, I sponged her off, and she dozed again. In about half an hour, she woke up and said she was hungry.
Oh,
well,
I should think so. Poor kid. She didn't eat all day yesterday.
Well, I gave her some chicken broth and things like that, but she didn't keep anything down. And just now she was hungry for ice cream. So I went down, you know, and got some out of the freezer.
Ice cream? You know, I shouldn't think that'd be very good for her. Where in Sam Hill are my slippers?
Right here.
Ice cream?
Well, she still has a sore throat. I thought maybe the ice cream would feel cool. So anyhow, she has some, but she didn't keep that down. And, well, honestly, I just don't know what to do. I mean, you think we should call the doctor?
Well, certainly. What do you mean, do I think we should?
Well, it's 20 minutes to four, dear.
He said we should call him at any time if she got worse.
Well, I don't know whether she's worse or not. She just isn't any better. Honestly, I feel I can cope with most things, but when a child gets sick, you know, I just feel lost.
Look, you're the one who was so cool and collected yesterday and kept telling me to calm down. Now, look, you call the doctor. You've been with Betsy, see,
yeah.
And you'll know more what to tell him.
Yes.
I'll go and sit with Betsy.
Yeah, well, all right. You think he'd be mad calling him at this hour, 3:45?
Will you stop worrying about the doctor? What's the matter with you?
Well, I just hate to sound, you know, like a hysterical mother.
What was her temperature?
104.6.
Call him. Call him at once.
Yes, doctor. Well, no, she didn't. And then yesterday, about noon, she said she was hungry for chicken broth. Yes. Well, I didn't have any on hand, so I had to call the store, and they said the delivery for out this way, you know, had already gone. So I called another store, and they said that they would be glad.
4 o'clock in the morning. You woke the doctor up. Now, don't tell him how you got the groceries delivered. For heaven's sake, tell him about Betsy.
Hold on, doctor. All right, you talk to him. Go on.
Oh, please, don't be that way.
I'm not going to have the doctor again.
Talk to him, will you? I'll go sit with Betsy.
Oh. Mommy's coming, baby. Oh. Yes, Mommy.
Hello. Yes, Doc. Yes, that's right. Well, she's certainly not any better. I'd say she's worse. You see, she can't eat anything, and she still has her sore throat, and her temperature is 104.6. By golly, I think something should be done here. Do what? Golly, I better talk to my wife about that.
What's the matter?
Hold on a minute, would you, please,
Doctor? What is it? What's the matter?
Doctor says we better bring her to the hospital.
Hospital? Now?
Well, he says to bring her at 7 o'clock. He'll meet us there. He wants to put her under observation and make some tests.
She's never been in the hospital.
Well, he thinks she should be, so...
Oh, dear. Well,
hello. I'm sorry, Doctor. Well, look, we'll do that then. Yes. All right. Thank you. Goodbye. Well, he said he'd call, so they'll be expecting us, and Betsy can be admitted right away when...
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
What does he think is wrong with her?
Well, he didn't say. He says he wants to keep her under observation and Make some tests.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, Mommy, be right back in there, dear. I'm just talking to Daddy. Just a minute,
well, look,
sweetheart.
We better tell her.
Yeah, she'll be terrified.
Well, she terrified. Will be if you keep acting like that. Look, what we've got to do is act as though it's going to be fun.
Yeah, sure. She may be all right, you know, if I'm with her every minute, too. Can we afford it?
Afford what?
Well, a private room. I mean, I can't sleep on a cot, or maybe we can get a double room with two beds. I really don't care just so I'm with her. I mean, I know it's more expensive, but I think she'll just...
Let's not think about money now,
no,
for goodness
no,
sake. Getting her well is the main thing.
Yes.
Now, what about Bobby, if you stay there with her?
Well, I don't know.
Maybe it'd be simpler if we got a private nurse for Betsy.
No, she'll want me with her all the time. I know Betsy. No, well, I bet she...
Maybe I could take the morning off and drive Bobby to Dodge Center, leave him with Mother and Dad, huh?
Can you just take the morning off? I mean, what will Mr. Cranshaw say?
I don't care what Cranshaw says.
Oh,
I mean, this
dear.
Is an emergency, isn't it? My child is sick.
Yes, dear, yes. Come on in, let this go. We're coming, darling. Yeah. Mommy and Daddy are right here,
honey,
sweetheart.
You feel any better, sweetheart? Huh? How's Daddy's girl now, huh?
I don't feel good at all, Daddy.
No. Well, you're going to feel a lot better, honey. You and Mommy are going to the hospital.
Hospital?
I'll be right with you, dear, so don't you worry. And I'll take some books. I can read stories to you. And the checker game, so we can play checkers. And, oh, lots of things to play with, so you and I'll have a lot of fun, huh?
Hey, you know what? I think you want to go to the hospital, Mommy.
I do. No cooking, no dishes. Goodness, I always had such a nice vacation in the hospital. Just lie there and eat my meals off the tray the way you're going to, Betsy, you know?
You're not going to leave me.
No, of course I'm not, dear.
No, darling.
Now, you tell me what to take, because we're going to have fun in the hospital.
What do you mean we have to fill out forms?
That's what the woman at the admitting desk said. And look at this, 3 pages.
Well, this is just ridiculous. Here I am holding a sick child, and I'm supposed to sit down and fill out a 3-page form?
Well,
I don't feel well, Daddy.
I asked her if the doctor had called so Betsy could be admitted right away. She said this was the rule. We have to fill out the forms first, I guess, before she can get in.
Take Betsy. Let me go talk to her.
Oh, not that.
Yes,
I... don't make a scene. You don't want people mad at you if you're going to be sick, you know.
Well, look, I'm not sick.
Well, we want them to be nice to Betsy.
I want to go home.
No, darling, don't you worry about a thing, sweetheart. Now, let's do this fast. Did either your mother or father, maternal grandparents or paternal grandparents have diabetes, tuberculosis?
Honestly, it seems to me when a child is sick...
Look, it is routine. Hospitals always do it. They made Nancy stop and fill out forms when she showed up to have her baby. Guess they were sorry she had it in the elevator.
Where's the doctor? Where is that doctor? He said he'd meet us here at 7 o'clock sharp.
Well, it's only 5 after.
Well, at least he could cut through all this red tape.
Has anyone in your family ever had typhoid fever, dengue fever, typhus, anthrax, or bubonic plague?
Well, I'll tell you what somebody in my family's going to have right now, a conniption fit. Here, you take Betsy. By golly, I'm going to speak to that admitting clerk. I think it is outrageous.
Well, excuse me. Is this Betsy Piper?
Oh, yes.
How do you do, Betsy? I'm Miss Holloway, your floor nurse. And I heard you were here to visit us. So I came right down to meet you.
Oh, isn't
And look what I brought. I'll bet you've never had a ride in a wheelchair, have you? Have you?
No.
Well, I thought just for fun, I'd give you a ride back upstairs.
Oh, well, that'll be fun, Betsy.
Yeah, sure. Now, look, you two go on up and get settled. I'll finish filling out this form, then I'll come up to the room.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm afraid these are not visiting hours.
Oh, well, yes, because you find out when they are, dear. And then
Well, I have to hurry away right now. Anyhow, pick up Bobby at the Elwins and then drive to Dodge Center. But I'll be back this afternoon, then I'll drop in and see you two girls.
Oh, we'll be fine. I'll stay right with her, dear, so
well,
don't you
Mrs.
worry
Piper,
about a thing.
Visiting hours are from 3 to 6 for the children's ward.
Oh, yes. Well, we realized I couldn't stay with Betsy unless we had a private room, you see, so... My husband
I phoned the doctor's answering service rather than call him again. I left word to reserve a private room for my wife and...
Well, I think you'd better talk to the admitting clerk or your doctor, Mr. Piper.
Why, what's the matter?
Well, I'm afraid the hospital has definite rules, and anyhow, I have Betsy's bed all ready for her. You're in bed 7, ward B, And there's a little girl just about your age in the next bed. And I told her you were coming, and she can hardly wait to meet you. And yeah. She's got the funniest stories to tell you about hospitals and nurses. Oh, she teases me all the time.
Well,
now, if you'll put her in the wheelchair, or can you get in yourself, huh? And you'll pretend you're a fairy princess, and I'm driving you to the ball in a coach drawn by 6 white horses, huh?
No, I want my mommy.
Now, look here.
Oh, it's impossible for the mother or father to stay with the child.
But
I'm sorry you didn't understand that. It makes it much more difficult.
Well, I thought if we had a private room that
no, I'm sorry. But you'll find it's much easier for the child. Why, Betsy's going to make all sorts of new friends. When she's well, I'll bet she won't even want to go home. Now, come on.
No, I won't.
Oh, now, honey.
Mommy, don't leave me.
Darling.
Don't leave me, Mommy.
Oh, don't worry, Betsy. I will not leave you.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment.
Hi, folks. This is Mitch Miller. I don't claim to be a traffic engineer, but then traffic engineers don't claim to be radio personalities, and they don't usually have the highway accidents. Ordinary drivers like you and me have them. As one ordinary driver to more of the ordinary species, nowadays we're doing a lot of clamoring for more and better roads to take us more places faster. But you know what they say about charity beginning at home. Better roads begin behind the wheel. Subtract every hurry guy right now. Subtract every cut up and cut out. Subtract every guy who treats his car like a weapon, and we'd have those better roads now. I'm sure some of you folks catch my Sunday night shows from CBS Radio in your cars. I know you can hear me from a hospital bed too, but what's the percentage in that? As a personal favor, try not to create or become a highway accident statistic. Take it from Mitch here. Dying on the highway, that's not living at all.
Now, you have got to get hold of yourself. There isn't a darn thing I can do. I've talked to the doctor. I've talked to the manager of the hospital. And with hospitals overcrowded anyhow, it's just impossible to get a private room for you and Betsy.
When Judy Harrison had her tonsils out, Edith got a private room, and she stayed right with her. And she said it was a good thing she was with her, that Judy was just terrified. And why wouldn't she be? Even adults are scared to go to a hospital. Why do they assume that children wouldn't be?
The point is, as the doctor explained it to me, Betsy will be better off. Apparently, children get along better when they're in a ward with other children.
Oh.
In fact, the only time they do get upset is when their parents come to visit.
I know they say that, but I do not agree.
That'd at least be reasonable. Now, you cannot spend 24 hours a day sitting here in the waiting room.
No hospital rule against waiting in the waiting room.
But you can only see Betsy from 3 to 6 each day.
No, I can see her every 15 minutes if I walk down the hall to the drinking fountain. She can see me go past the door.
Oh, now look here.
No, it's my fault. I promised her I wouldn't leave her, and now at least she will know that I'm here.
But you can't sit here hour after hour after hour.
I don't intend to, dear. I went down to the nurse's aid desk, and I signed on for one afternoon every week. Though this week I'll be doing full-time duty. I'll be making beds, getting fresh water, reading stories, wheeling people out to the sunroom, rubbing backs.
By golly, where there's a will, there's a way.
Well, at least Betsy will know I'm here, and you can meet me for dinner each night in the hospital cafeteria.
Where are you going to sleep? You're not going to sleep sitting up in a chair all night.
Oh, if I work hard some kind, so find me a spare bed. Don't worry. I need people to help. Why don't you volunteer?
Me? Oh, no,
yes,
no, no.
Yes, they need men to help, too.
Honey, I wouldn't be any good at rubbing people's backs, reading stories. No.
Just 2 hours in the evening, say, and then you could see more of Betsy, and at the same time, you'd be helping out. It'll be fun, dear.
Now, sign up downstairs.
No,
I hate rubbing people's backs. I don't call that fun. Boy, I tell you, you get the wackiest ideas.
I've got another one, too. I'm going to get the Woman's Club to organize a drive to build a small hospital or a wing to this one where mothers can stay with their children when they get sick. And we'll do it, too.
I'm sure you will, darling. I'm sure you will.
The
Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and Mary Long, and is produced by Walter Hart and directed by Dick Stenta. This is Gaylord Avery.